This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Since yesterday's Supreme Court ruling upholding the Affordable Care Act, it's been pointed out more than a few times that there was less at stake for Massachusetts, which has its own universal health care law, than for many other states that don't. Among them, neighboring Rhode Island, where Christine Ferguson has just been appointed the head of the state's new health benefits exchange.
Ferguson was vindicated in a big way by yesterday's high court ruling. In fact, she had a lot to do with Massachusetts health care law and, by extension, the federal law that followed. She served as the Bay State's Commissioner of Health and pushed hard to convince then-Governor Romney that the personal mandate was an essential part of developing the country's first universal health care plan. Ferguson is also a professor at George Washington University, and she joins us now from Rhode Island Public Radio in Providence. Welcome, Christine Ferguson. Great to have you.
Great to be here.
So Governor Chafee has just appointed you to set up Rhode Island's health benefits exchange. What does, first of all, yesterday's decision by the High Court do to that effort?
Well, the great thing about Rhode Island was that the governor and the lieutenant governor both have been very steadfast in their resolve to move forward with the exchange and with a form of health care reform, regardless of what the Supreme Court decision was. So the fact that the Supreme Court decision upheld the law actually creates a great opportunity for us because we're way ahead of everybody else, and the governor and the lieutenant governor have really pushed, making sure that we were prepared and ready to move forward, and so we're in a good spot.
You're in a good spot, and I understand you refer to yesterday as the best day of your life. Can you expand on that?
I'll just tell you that it's the third best day of my life. The first best day was my son being born, and the second best day was being married. So I had to clarify that when I went home.
Yeah, I'll bet. But talk about what was at stake. I mean, we mentioned in the intro how much and for how long you've been investing in this idea of the mandate.
Well, it's not just the mandate. It's really the whole package of having subsidy support and Medicaid expansion for people to get health insurance, and the fact that you need to have personal responsibility and the ability to ensure that everybody in the system was actually getting insurance to get some of the other pieces that were necessary. But the original idea was came out of a 1993 piece of legislation that was introduced by Senator John Chafee and Bob Dole in the United States Senate as an alternative to the Clinton bill. And so it's nice to see that vision really come true, and so now implementing it is like coming full circle for me, and we'll see if we were right.
Yeah, well, and it's a big question. You mentioned that Rhode Island has been committed to this idea of universal health care. Could it do it without the Affordable Care Act? In other words, if the Supreme Court had come down against the Affordable Care Act, would that have set your efforts back significantly?
The governor was committed to moving forward regardless. Mm. The fact that the subsidies and the individual mandate are there makes it a million times easier to have a pretty good chance of success. So there was a big sigh of relief here, let's put it that way.
Sure. Now, I want to ask you a little bit about some of the politics. As the person who worked, one of the people, if not the person who worked the hardest to convince Governor Romney that the mandate was necessary for Massachusetts, what do you make of his position now that he's a candidate for president, that if elected, the first thing he'd do is repeal?
Well, I would have a little bit of a clarification on that. Hmm. So we had conversations about doing some health reform around the hospital, the uncompensated care pool, and how that was used in Massachusetts. And there was a lot of discussion about this. The governor understood what an individual mandate was. I think he also was quite clear, as at least my impression of my conversations with him, was that in the context of Massachusetts, the individual mandate worked because we already had money in the system and we were basically shifting it around. Mm. I don't think if he'd been governor of Texas, he would have proposed the individual mandate, and I wouldn't have proposed it to him. So it's a little bit different dynamic. I think he understood what it meant and why it worked in Massachusetts. And ironically, I think it was the Bush administration that basically pushed him into really having to make that decision ultimately to move with a comprehensive bill, because otherwise the state would have lost close to $500 million out of the healthcare system, and no responsible governor would allow that to happen.
Christine Ferguson, I've talked to you in the past about the importance of this concept of the mandate. I don't mean to keep coming back to it, but it's just so interesting. And the idea that to make universal care work and really affordable, everyone needs to be in the pool. But let me ask you about affordability. You know, if you're independently employed here in Massachusetts, as I was relatively recently, and you try to buy health insurance through the state health care connector, it's still not cheap by any means. Now that the High Court has ruled on the constitutionality of the Affordability Act, how do we actually take the next step and make it affordable?
Well, that, at the end of the day, that is the core issue. And that's where these exchanges and health reform will either significantly improve the situation or just be another patchwork on top of a patchwork system. The core issue is that we have to be able to work with physicians and hospitals and the delivery system to really rethink how people get care. And it has to be more patient-centric, as well as really focused on helping maintain people's health. And that's not the way the system is set up now, and it's not the way we pay for it either.
So we're going to have to see how this plays out. Christine Ferguson is the former Massachusetts Commissioner of Public Health. On Monday, she was named director of Rhode Island's new Health Benefits Exchange. Thank you, Christine Ferguson.
Thanks so much.